Oh, you're talking about hush puppies.
Okay. Alrighty. Did you ever cook it on top of turnip greens or anything like that?
I don't remember cooking it that way.
Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Alrighty. Did you ever cook cornbread in a fireplace?
Yes.
How'd they do that?
Well, usually pull out a bunch of coals at home and then put the skillet, big Dutch oven type skillet on the coals and cook the bread.
You like it that way?
Oh yes, it's delicious. We didn't know anything any better.
Okay, if there were two kinds of bread, one would be homemade and the other would be the kind you bought at the store, and you'd call that kind...
You bought it at the store?
Uh-huh.
Well, they used to call it light bread, and they call it loaf bread now.
Okay. That pastry that's round and has a hole in the middle.
Donuts?
Uh-huh. Did y'all ever have those? Or is that something you had later?
That was later on.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called anything other than a donut?
Nothing else. I heard that. You don't get it out.
Okay, for breakfast sometimes instead of eggs or cereal or whatever, you mix up some flour and eggs and water and a little sugar and pour the batter out on the griddle, and what would you call those?
Pancakes.
And how would you eat those?
With syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Molasses.
You usually put molasses on pancakes?
Yes.
And when would you eat sorghum?
Well, we eat that also. The what we call syrup. We used to eat it with gravy. Mixed syrup and gravy and biscuit for breakfast. It was delicious.
Okay, if you could buy flour in different size bags and you needed more than 1 pound, you go to the storekeeper and say, I need
5 pounds of flour.
Okay. And if you were making bread out of that flour, and the kind of bread you made didn't rise from baking powder or soda, it rose from something else, what would that be called?
Would be a self-rising flour.
Okay, now what do you call something else that makes things rise?
Oh, baking powder.
Well, it comes in a little package, and you have to mix it with warm water.
Oh, yeast.
Yeah. Okay, now this bread would also need something else to make it hold together, and you get it from a chicken.
Eggs.
Yeah, and what are the two parts of the egg?
The whites and the yellow.
Okay. And, okay, when you cook them in hot water, just drop the whole thing in hot water and cook it, what do you call it?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. Now, if you crack them and then drop the cracked egg into boiled water, let it cook. What do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I didn't do that.
Didn't do that. All right. Okay, now along with those eggs, sometimes you'd, it wasn't really like we buy in the store now, but it came from a pig, and it had a real strong taste to it, and you'd slice it up and fry it. What might you call that? Sometimes you might put some of it in greens or beans or something to season.
You mean spare ribs?
Yeah, or just the part.
Backbone, and you got your pig's feet.
Okay, now how did you decide which part of the pig to use for different